5, our lunchtime bistro, 26 minutes past 12. Here's Paddy in Belfast already in with a query there saying that he's been trying for ages. Well, let's see if we can run through them today. I did promise you that our expert would be in alternative health remedies. I'm delighted to welcome once again into our bistro, Jan de Vries. Jan, lovely to see you.
Thank you to be here. Yeah.
Jan says to me, are you never sick, Carolyn?
No, the Carolyn
is touched wood. I touched
wood,
didn't I? I said, no,
you're
touch wood. You're
always super.
Yeah, I try to look after myself as much as I can. But right,
that's healthy living, Carly.
Is that it?
Yeah,
that
that's the investment you do.
Yeah, you got to be happy. You got to be happy. Now, listen, Paul, let's leave it together. And I want to keep splitting, and they're making my life a misery. Even simple things like trying to fasten buttons is difficult.
Yeah.
What would that be? What is it?
Well, it could be two things. It could be that the sensory nerves are not reacting the way they should. It could be a Raynaud's problem. It can be anything. But the splitting means that it can be very sore as well. Mm-hmm. And he could get that easy cleared if he dips that in some castor oil, which is very messy and very
castor
greasy,
oil.
But it works very well. But castor oil will heal that up.
Yeah.
But I have a strong feeling that he needs to do something about the circulation as well. Mm-hmm. Because if, and that's always with the extremities, like fingers and toes and so on, if that lacks a bit circulation, it never heals.
Yes.
So it'd be good for him to take some hypericum.
How do you spell that?
H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-U-M, hypericum, twice the 15 drops.
Hypericum,
yeah.
Right. Do you know what it is now, Jan? Because we've got Facebook and Twitter and everything, I have to write everything down so I can put it up there for
people
who miss it, because they call in and they go, what was it he said?
Yeah.
So
I
have to write everything down.
That's
hypericum, that's
H-Y-P-E-R.
Hypericum.
That's it.
H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-U-L-U-M.
Yeah.
So, Paddy, you've got to try that.
If he rubs in some old-fashioned
castor oil,
that will heal it up nicely.
Okay, good stuff. So, Paddy, hopefully that will help you out. Maureen is in, and she's asking me about gout. She said she is in agony. What can you do? Can you do anything?
Agony in what?
About gout.
Oh, gout. Oh, gout is a
But what is it?
Gout is a trouble there about gout. Mm. King Henry VIII had it badly. Mm. Use the two rich foods. But it is an inflammatory problem which affects the joints, and you have a crystallization in the joints. There's a very, very good remedy that I prescribe. It's called Restructa 40 for it.
How do you spell that?
Just Restructa.
R-E-S-T-R-U-C-T
40.
Restruct 40.
Twice the two tablets.
Uh-huh.
That's very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Another good thing is Atrozan, the remedy Atrozan.
A-T-R-O-S-A-N. Atrozan.
That's
it. Okay, so there are two things you can try there,
yeah.
Maureen. Good luck with that. Andrea on the Facebook page said she's looking for a miracle cure for her lower back pain.
Well, lower back pain is only, of course, this is my special field. I've worked in that for 53 years. So I deal a lot with lower back pain people. You can do a few things. You can think about osteopathy or chiropractic or acupuncture. But I think the last time we spoke about this wonderful remedy that's now on the market called Joint Muscle Complex.
That's it, yes.
Twice a day, two capsules. So many people phone me and say, God, Jan, why didn't you give me that earlier? Because
yes. It's
so great. And that is a great remedy, Karen.
Okay, so we're looking at Joint Muscle Complex.
Andre,
I'll fire that up back to you on the Facebook page anyway. But Sinead's going through menopause. Listen to this. She says that she suffers at night because she has to change her clothes 2 to 3 times in the night time.
That's possible,
does she have to do that? Does she have to put up with
well,
that?
Well, you sweat or you perspire like
that. Have you heard of people changing?
Yeah.
Not many times, like 3 times?
I've had people who had to clean their beds absolutely wet because you got so much fluid away. That is a real menopausal problem.
Mm.
And Menozan is very good for that. M-E-N-O-S-A-N, Menozan.
Menozan
is very, very helpful. And
does that stop the night sweats?
Yeah, that stops the night sweats.
And how often would you take that?
Twice the 15 drops.
Right, okay. Good
that
stuff.
Works really,
try that.
Really well, yes.
All right. I suffer from vertigo. It happens regularly. Can you recommend anything for me? It's Marion. Vertigo.
Well, Marion, vertigo can have several problems. It could be blood pressure, it can be a neck problem, it can be an imbalance, but vertigo can be great to help with ginkgo biloba.
No, biloba, right, that's okay.
Ginkgo biloba, that's
G-I-N-G-K-O.
Ginkgo. Twice a day, 15 drops. If it's very, very bad, there's a homeopathic remedy called Vertigo Heal.
Vertigo Heal.
Okay. Twice a day, a tablet.
All right. So
and that will definitely clear it up.
All right, Marion. Listen, all the best with that. I feel tired every day, muscle pain and sore joints. Doctor said it was related to sinus problems. Still feel tired every day. My muscles ache. Can you recommend anything? Would your pains and your joints be connected to your sinuses?
Well, sinuses can be very nasty, Caroline. It can be even trigger off arthritis by all means, because it is an infection in the sinuses. Clear that up quickly with a remedy called Sinusitis Havert.
How do you spell that now?
Just sinusitis, as I say. Uh-huh. And then Havert is H-E-V-E-R-T. I prescribe that for it, which is great. On Lufa Complex.
Okay.
And very careful with milk, cheese and salt.
Avoid
okay. milk.
Milk, cheese.
And not too much salt.
Okay. Do you think if people just drank a lot of milk and a lot of cheese, their sinuses are going to, and they have sinus
yeah.
problems, it's going to...
Because it congests, you yeah. see. This
so
is
avoid
it.
That. Okay.
You have that with dairy food. It does cause a lot of congestion.
Yeah. Okay. Andrew's asking, are there any foods that you should avoid whenever you have ME? Foods to stay away from?
No. I would say the best thing for ME patients is, because it is an immune problem, that they eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
The foods to avoid there is things like the pig, pork, sausages, bacon, ham, gammon, very sweet stuff.
Mm-hmm. And chocolate, sugar. And that sort
yeah.
of stuff,
sugar. Yeah.
Right, okay. I've started to get bad acne on my back. Is there anything you can do for that? That's John.
Yeah, well, John should indeed be a bit careful with his diet. Avoid chocolate, mm-hmm. citrus fruits, mm-hmm. anything from the pig. Let him eat plenty of fruit and vegetables. And a very, very good remedy is actually called Viola Tricolor.
Okay, spell that for us, yeah.
V-I-O-L-A
uh-huh.
and T-R. I see. Trick.
Okay. Okay. So there you go. You can try that, John, and see how you get on. I am going to try and put this up on the Facebook page, so if you have missed it, don't worry too much. If you have any queries, we've got loads of them here in front of me, so we'll try and get through as many as we can. But give Jana a chance to take a breather, get a glass of water, and give you a chance to make the call or text us if you have a query. Anything you'd like to ask, go ahead. Why not? Try it. It's our... Kenny Loggins and Footloose. Hey, good afternoon. If you've just joined us, it's Carolyn here until 3, and I've got in the studio with me today for our live on-the-air clinic, Jan de Vries, and loads of you asking for some help. Jan, somebody's just popped in there. Patricia, she says she has Raynaud's syndrome.
Raynaud's syndrome, yes.
Can you recommend anything? Been taking adult for years, but not helping. Hands are still cold and sore. What
yeah.
is it?
Well, it's a circulatory problem which affects the extremities. Hands and feet and so on. It's a nasty problem, but it can be helped.
Is this where your hands feel numb and cold? And
yes.
Yeah.
So I've mentioned Hypericum early on, which
yes.
is good.
Uh-huh.
H-Y-P-E-R-I-C-U-M.
Uh-huh.
Ginkgo is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Ginkgo and vitamin E.
Okay.
Twice a day, 400 units. That will be a super help for her.
Okay. All right. So you can try all of the above there, Patricia. Like I say, I'm putting it onto the Facebook page anyway. Jacqueline's asking, never heard anybody ask this before, can you recommend anything for shock? You know, anything herbal to calm and relax?
Well, one of the finest things, actually, for shock
mm-hmm.
is arnica.
Arnica.
Arnica is really good, yeah.
Is that the arnica gel that you put on bruises for bruises?
You can do, but also there's little arnica tablets or arnica tincture.
Okay.
That's always good. That's especially for shock.
Okay.
It's such a wonderful thing, arnica. Even arnica, when it grows out in the wild, you stand up, it gives you a little bang to show you it is for shock.
Yeah.
It's signed very well. And also there is a remedy called Emergency Essence.
Emergency Essence.
And that's for every shock and thing, very helpful. Emergency Essence, one of the finest things, which I always say, have it in your pocket with you, because in all cases, it works brilliant.
Okay.
But Arnica, I've got it always in my pocket when there is an accident or so. I give people Arnica. I learned that from Her Majesty. I met Her Majesty, the first things he brought up, that her grandfather, the old king, worked with his Arnica in his pocket. If anything happened in the palace, he would always give Arnica.
And what does it do? Does it just sort of like, you know, bring you... What does it do?
Well, it works tremendously by shock, by bruising, by anything like that. Yeah. By accidents. That's what I say. I've got it always in my pocket because if I see an accident or there is something, that's what people give first.
The arnica. So there you go, Jacqueline, you can try that. Yeah. What can you recommend for a frozen shoulder? Lynn says, I'm getting physio, but is there anything else?
Frozen shoulders is a hellish pain, Caroline. It's not very nice at all. And I feel sorry for people. I see people fainting with it. They sit down in the chair and you touch them and they faint. That's as sore as it is. You hit the ceiling. Very helpful with a frozen shoulder is acupuncture, which I usually do when I work at Fremar here. I get quite a number of people with frozen shoulders. A very good remedy is the famous remedy, the joint muscle complex. Mm-hmm. That helps tremendously. And rubbing on hot olive oil is a great help.
Hot olive oil. All right, so there's something for you to consider there, Lynn, frozen shoulder. Colin B says, can you ask Jan about the pains I've got in my shoulder joints at night? It's a dull pain, keeps me awake. I've had it x-rayed, but there isn't no sign of anything there.
No, that looks like it is his neck. He might have his neck looked at.
All right.
Either an osteopath or a chiropractor or whatever, or a physiotherapist. That will all be very good probably for him to get that relieved.
Now, Margaret says, can you ask Jan, is there anything I can take to improve my fertility? I'm 46 years old.
Yeah, female essence is actually very good. Mm-hmm. A bit extra vitamin E. Ginkgo is very helpful with that.
Okay.
These are all very good things to help that.
Right, so female essence and ginkgo you think would be...
They're very good, yes.
All right, good stuff. Can you ask Jan anything for stomach bloating, constipation?
Oh, Tom's absolutely. Asking.
It'd be painful. So could you recommend anything for that?
Make sure that his bowels work very well. What you import, you have to export within 24 hours, otherwise you're constipated and that's no good. So make sure that the bowel movements go well. There's a remedy called Bowel Essence, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Or Linoforce, mm-hmm. Linoforce, that's very good. And for any bloating of stomachs, which lots of people have problems with, mm-hmm. Centurium.
Centurium, how do you spell
C-A-N-T-A-U-R-I-U-M.
Right.
Centurium.
Okay.
It's
all
such
right.
A wonderful remedy.
Well, Tom, good luck with that. Sharon in Belfast says, Jan, I heard you mention Menosan there.
Yeah.
For hot flushes. I'm getting over cancer at the minute. I have cardiomyopathy. Can I still use the Menosan?
She's safe as Menosan, yeah.
She's okay to use that?
Yeah, it's a herbal remedy from salvia, sage. So it's perfectly safe, like a kitchen herb sage.
So there you go, Sharon, you're safe.
She's fine with that, yes.
All right. Can you ask if the treatment for gout can be used with other medicines?
Yeah.
Like warfarin and insulin? My father suffers from gout.
No, I will say straight away, if anybody's on warfarin, it's not fair to their doctors and hospitals that they doctor themselves with medicines. Because warfarin listens very closely. Coagulation of the blood has to be right and you can interfere with it. So you have to check with your doctor if you take any other medicine.
Right.
And this person has to be careful when they take anything. Just to check with
sure.
His doctor.
All right, Joanne and Blix, you hear that then? So if your dad wants to try anything else, you need to really speak to his doctor first and explain what you've been considering.
That's right.
All right, so the treatment for gout, don't do anything with that. If you're on warfarin, ask your doctor first. Fair enough?
That's your safe, Carolyn.
All right, okay, good stuff. Let me see now, who else was in? There's so many people asking all sorts of questions here. I've torn my meniscus,
yes.
In my knee.
Yeah.
The doctors have told me to rest. Is there anything else I can do to aid recovery? That's Michael asking that.
Well, Michael, the best thing to do is to put at night, as an old wife's recipe, and don't laugh about it because it works. A cabbage leaf on the knee will take the inflammation away. So at night, put a fresh cabbage leaf as a bandage, take that and to recover the knee quickly and rebuild the tissue bit, the joint muscle complex will be fine.
So a cabbage leaf and then the joint muscle complex.
It's fantastic, Carly.
There you go.
Any problems?
Why would you not try that, Michael?
Any problems with knees. It doesn't cost a lot and it does work. You feel the next day loads better.
And don't be eating the cabbage afterwards.
No, throw it in the bin.
Al says, can you ask Jan if he could help me? I've got a blocked ear. Haven't had proper hearing in it in a long time. A blocked ear? What is a blocked ear?
Blocked ear means that there's probably wax in the ear or whatever. There is actually a very good remedy called plantago.
Plantago for the blocked ear?
P-L-A-N-T-O-G-O. Mm-hmm. Plantago twice a day. 15 drops before meals, mm-hmm. and also if he puts 5 drops on a piece of cotton wool, place that deep in the ear during the sleep, the next day the ears will be lovely.
Oh my goodness, do you hear that, Al? You'll be hearing
really
us all
good.
In stereo again, that's good. Michael says, I've got a question for Jan. I'm 51, I've suffered from sciatica for quite a number of years, but this year has been the worst. I suffer mostly during damp, wet weather. I'm okay at present, but I hate taking medication. Are there exercises or natural remedies that I can use to help? Anything would be appreciated.
Yeah, there's a few things. Sciaticas are also nasty, mm-hmm. and I've seen people hitting the roof with it, with the pain. If it's very bad, I would say acupuncture will be best. Mm-hmm. Careful with manipulation. And again, the joint and muscle complex will be very good for sciaticas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can try that, Michael, and good luck with it. And we're going to have to leave it there because, look, it's nearly one. So I've got a website address here. I've said before I ask you and you say, I can't remember it.
No, I always forget, Karen.
It's jan@framourhealth.com. So you got that. I'll put that on our Facebook page too. jan@framourhealth.com. Jan de Vries, lovely to see you today. Thanks for popping
Thank you for having me,
Thank
Karen.
You for all your
Thank
help
you.
As well.
Not
Cheers.
At all.
13 minutes to one right here on U105.